see you have been on the internet any time recently, you have probably heard about delicious brownies. All you gotta do if you wanna make your own brownies is you get some fudge bread stuff and you sprinkle a couple nuts in there, and then you have your delicious brownies. Brownies have been talked about a lot in recent years on the internet because they do weird stuff like watching My Little Pony when they should be playing Call of Duty Black Ops Ghosts Ocean's 11. No, I mean, I'm not joking right now. If that game was real, I would totally buy it. But what is a brownie? Well, I don't even know. All I know is that the only thing that all brownies have in common is that they like to watch the fourth generation of My Little Pony. Now, you may be asking, what do you mean by fourth generation? Well, apparently, Hasbro doesn't really like to come up with new ideas, so they just keep rehashing the same old stuff. My Little Pony has apparently been redone several times. The first generation was Generation 1, which was kinda sucks. And then they had Generation 2, which also was kinda sucked. And then there was Generation 3, and that one is one of my favorite ones. And there was also this thing called Generation 3.5, and Generation 3.5 was never actually a television show. It was just a bunch of straight-to-DVD stuff, and they were all my favorite, and I love it a lot. Best children's series ever, 10 out of 10. But then, sometime in 2010, a really long time ago, there was this lady called Lauren Frost, who I'm pretty sure never did anything significant, who decided that she wanted to produce a new season of My Little Pony. And Hasbro was all like, yo, I like what you're doing, and I'm gonna let you finish, but I just want you to know that we're gonna make that queen person into a princess, and we should make her sister a princess, and let's just add a couple more princesses in there. And thus, the fourth generation of My Little Pony was finally created. So, in order to understand this brownie thing, I'm gonna have to put on my pants and give this show a look. But since there's lots and lots of episodes, I'm only gonna look at the first two. Well, I mean, this stuff doesn't look too bad. It's got Sandy Duncan, and there's an orange one, and there's some magic in it. Wait, what? Is it the right one? Is the one from the 80s? Well, how was I supposed to know that? I already started. Okay, apparently this is the Generation 4 stuff. I don't like it as much. The episode starts out with the Princess Horse God Lady talking about how she put her sister in the moon because... And then Twilight Turner hits her dragon with a door, and she writes a letter to the princess saying she's scared that Dark Horse would return. And then for some reason, the princess sends her to Ponyville on like the least safe carriage I've ever seen. And when she gets there, she meets like a bunch of other main characters like, you know, Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash and Applejacks and Rarity and the yellow one. And then they go to this big celebration where they're supposed to raise the sun, but it happens at 4 a.m. for some reason. I don't know. But then Dark Horse shows up and she says she's gonna make it nighttime forever. And so then Twilight and her friends have to go to the forest for some reason. And I don't remember why, because I wasn't really paying that much attention, because this pony in the background really offended me.